This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I'll be here in a minute. The electronics will catch up shortly, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I know, the guy you've been waiting for. Corey Duncan will join us after the first break. Is our mad black conservative man from Texas. I prefer teed off Texan. But I'll call him whatever he wants. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you just listening, being involved, being part of the conversation. Let your friends, your enemies. See, you should tell your enemies that they'd really like this show. Get them listening. Then you won't have to worry about them calling you anymore. They'll leave you alone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. And, you know, you can buy my book. You can watch live, listen live. That's therealside.com. Lots going on up there. And if you're in Washington, D.C. next week for CPAC, I'll be there, too. Most of the time, I'm just going to wander around aimlessly. See the old white-haired guy just bouncing off the walls. You know, it's me. But we'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live Thursday and Friday. Going to try to grab some interviews every place I can. So, anyhow, always a pleasure. If you're coming to the event, do not bring a weapon of any kind. Secret Service will be all over the place because President Trump will be there. We just don't know when yet. They like it that way. Again, I do appreciate your time. Look, beating on Christians again is I guess, fashionable again. Right? I mean, some of you heard about this. It's going on and on and on. So many of you who listen to the show apparently are whacked. Right. You're a little sick. Maybe they should take your guns away because you hear from God. So it doesn't matter how you hear from God because according to Joy Behar, I mean, think about this. And you know who I'm really disappointed with? And you guys are going to get mad at me because some of you I know, you listen to The View. Right? I mean, seriously, how do you, and this is where I get in trouble, but it's okay. How do you Christians, you Christian women, okay, say you love the Lord, you love God, and all that, and you sit in a room or you watch a show, you support a network where they mock what you believe. They call you sick. They think you need help. You need psychiatric care. How do you do that in all good conscience? Really? Do you love Jesus? Yes, I love Jesus, Joe. Then what are you listening to The View for? They mocked your Lord and Savior. They climbed up on the cross and they spit in his face. Anybody who hears Jesus is a little off, needs some help. Right? But you're okay with that. ABC is facing mounting criticism as its panelists on The View mocked Vice President Mike Pence's Christian faith. Detractors of The View are focused on the fact that the ABC News, which claims to be unbiased, there's nothing on mainstream network TV that is unbiased. Nothing. And frankly, even my friends at Fox, you're a little questionable these days. And when the women of The View, even the Christian and the Catholic and whatever on there, I don't even know what Joy Behar is. I think she's a devout atheist. Right? She's called, she called Pence. She said he had a mental illness. I want you to think, this is how these people think about you. And for those of you who are listening, I love it because I know this is going to make you cringe. Those of you who are listening, don't you remember what Hillary Clinton said she was going to do to you? She was going to force you to change scripture to line up with today's environment, with today's philosophy. Last I checked, God makes the rules, not Hillary, unless, of course, she thinks he's God, which wouldn't be the first time. And then it was, what's that, what was that, Kane, right? Tim Kane, Tom Kane, whatever his name is, whacked Kane, who told his Catholic friends that they were going to also have to change scripture, or they were going to pass laws to force them to change scripture. So, again, the government. You know, isn't this ironic that this country was based on God? Yeah, some of you atheists are falling over right now. But isn't it interesting that this country, who were put together by godly men, whether you want to hear it or not, read their writings, okay? That our laws are based after the Ten Commandments, that they specifically talked about Christ. And now we've come, we're so enlightened now, okay? We've come across 200 and some odd years, and we have decided, or the Democrats in particular, have decided they know more than the Creator. Wow! I want to be there when you're explaining that one to God. I think he should have a theater in the round so we could sit there, have some popcorn and Pepsi, and watch you try to explain that one. Sonny Hostin said it's interesting that former White House staffer Omarosa Manigault Newman recently said that Pence talks to Jesus and believes that Jesus tells him things. Hostin said that she's a faithful Catholic but doesn't want her vice president speaking in tongues. Why? Who are you to make fun of somebody else's religious beliefs? Right? And you're a devout Catholic? Did you speak against the things going on in the Catholic Church at times? Now, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know I don't beat up on my Catholic brothers. I grew up in a Catholic church. I love the way I grew up in my faith. I'm now what you guys refer to as a born-again Christian. All right? She's a devout Catholic. Devout Catholics usually talk to statues. Hello? Right? We have all the apostles. You have your patron saints. Am I wrong? I'm not making fun of you. I'm making comment. That's all. Seriously. Although, if the statue does start talking back to you and the mouth starts moving, let's have a conversation first. I won't call you crazy, though. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I need to calm down. So I'm going to calm down by bringing Corey Duncan on, which I know doesn't make any sense to anybody anywhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. Seriously, it's so much to enjoy. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the conversation. You know, you don't get involved and engaged. You don't really understand what's going on unless you are really involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, he joins us every week. And every week, you know, the energy level is just amazing. I can't keep up with him. I actually have to take a nap after I talk with him most of the time. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. He's our mad conservative man from, I like to say my teed off conservative black man from Texas. It just has a different ring to it. You don't care, do you? Not interested. I could tell. It's like, yeah, all right, whatever. I don't care. Chocolate, vanilla, doesn't make a difference. Just bring the sundae, will you please? So how you doing today, Corey?
Check, please.
I know you had a very. I know you're tired. I know you had a very busy day yesterday. So, well, we can move on with the news if you'd like.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me. And I wanted to tell you again, please keep your night job because you are not funny at all.
Oh, God. So, talk to me. What's going on in your life? And anything exciting in the news you want to talk about? You know,
well, first of all, as always, I like to tell everyone, thanks for all of the support and continue to support all podcasters, conservative podcasters and broadcasters. I don't know really what do you want me to start. Do you want me to start off with my announcement, or do you want me to start off? Whatever you want to ask me.
About. Listen, whatever you want to do is fine by me. But here's what I hold the announcement off just for a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk. Yeah, pretty much going down that road. Because I'm tired. I spent a whole hour on this last night. I spent a whole hour on the mass shootings. Right away with the guns. They never want to talk about mental health. They never want to talk about anything other than slamming the guns. It's all about the guns. It's the guns, the guns, the guns. Your view.
Well, as I said earlier on my live broadcast feed, Straight Talk with the Mad Black Conservative Corey Duncan at 4 p.m. Eastern today. And I thank everyone for tuning in that could tune in. If not, go to my page and you see the rebroadcast. First of all, I want to start off by saying that that Parkland has and the city of Miami and Broward County, and they have my family and my friends' deepest condolences. I mean, it is truly sad when you lose a loved one, when you lose a child. You can lose a loved one, but I watched my own mother go through that. And when my sister got murdered a long time ago by her boyfriend, that the fact that it is that it's sad to see any mother or father go through that. And I hope and pray that anyone that has kids on here, even you, Joe, and even myself, that we don't ever, 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 ever have to go through that. Because it is the most saddest and the most ratchet thing to ever go through. But the thing of it is that we are in a time where things like this will continue to happen because we have a situation in this country where everything has got turned upside down for the last 8 years. You can hire our police officers. I listened to Sean Hannity last night. I also listened to Real Dempsey and Dumb Geraldo Rivera get on TV and talk about they should take all of the guns away and everything like that. And then we even it was just so much going on last night between last night and today with the media covering this. And the thing of it is the fact that getting rid of guns will never do anything. You're taking guns, and it's almost like someone heard my feed today, because it's like all of the networks said the same thing that I said just a little while ago at 4 o'clock, that you can take as many guns away as you want. The thing of it is, if someone is hell-bent on doing something, it's nothing you're going to be able to do. I had two tours in Iraq, and I can tell you, if someone wants to kill a whole battalion or they want to do something, they hell bent on killing you along with it, they can do it. It's nothing no one can do.
I agree with you. I think they're going to find a way to do it. But I think, look, just like with this killer last night, they knew about him. The FBI dropped the ball big time on him. They were warned back in September. The kids were afraid of him. The teachers were afraid of him. Hello? I mean, seriously?
Well, see, the thing of it is people, just like with the FBI, is so full of you know what. It's the fact that the FBI and the CIA and none of these agencies, because I can tell you firsthand knowledge, that they don't share anything. And it's like, if they do share anything, you show me something, and then I'll show you something. And then that's how it is. It's fun and games. They don't, no one, there's a lot of people that's here in the continental United States that's not supposed to be here. And there's a lot of people that's here that they know, one agency knows that they're here, and the other agency is like, well, you know, and it all depends on if they're running an operation. If they want, if the CIA is running an operation, they're not going to tell the FBI or the Secret or the Treasury Department or nobody like that. They're going to keep it to themselves until it blows up. Then that's when it all comes out. And I'm telling you word for word what I know.
Wait a minute. Are you actually saying that after everything that's gone down in this country, that the CIA and the FBI still don't talk to each other? I can't imagine.
No, they don't. If they had talked to each other, let me tell you this. If they talk to each other, even the civilian agencies don't talk to each other. They don't. It's a lot of things. Sleeper cells that's in Northern Virginia that they know, one department knows, and the other department does not know. I can guarantee my whole life on this. I try to guarantee my life on it. They do not go back and forth. People want to live in this bottle, and they want to look out the bottle and say, you can't hurt me because you live in the suburbs. Well, guess what? People, and we all know about this, because if you lived in the hood, you already know. In the suburbs, when it was crack and coke back in the 80s, oh, it wasn't a problem. You had parties and everything else, but it wasn't a problem until it got to the burbs. When it got to the burbs, then it was a problem. That's what the problem is about this now, about this gun situation. Now that
You got to pause because we got a commercial to do. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. More with Corey Duncan. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. I love that beat. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Get a little informed. Check it out. Buy my coffee cup. Buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, when we get to CPAC, I'm going to bring one of those books with me, and I'm going to make Corey take a picture with holding it right in front of himself. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be really good. Anyway, let's just bring him on. You already know he's there. Anyway, Corey, what? You know what? I'm going to change the cover, though. I'm going to put it Ramblings of a Black Right-Wing Bible Thumping Black Guy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you heard him. Corey Duncan joins us. He's our black conservative, teed off Texan. I like that one. All right. I'm going to keep going. I'll find one eventually. Always appreciate his input, his perspective on things. And Corey, thanks for being with me. Always have a good time with you.
Always a pleasure to be.
Hey,
oh,
you got to admit, if you can't laugh about this stuff, you're going to cry, right? You're going to lose your mind over some of this garbage, you know?
Well, I do appreciate you, Joe, you and Tammy, you're the greatest. I mean, you can get my $20 now for saying that, so.
hey, things are bad, you'll have to hold a check, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Anyway, so yeah, you were talking about the FBI and you know what went down. And I agree with what you said in the beginning. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to them. This is a terrible thing. Nobody wants anyone hurt. But you know, Corey, last night I was talking about the fact that these major school shootings, okay, these terrible things, they have happened in big numbers since 1979 forward, okay? So there's been over 400 people killed in these quote-unquote mass shootings. Before then, you can't get to 200 people from from the 1900s, the early 1900s to 1979. And you know, if you really want to know what changed, my attitude, my personal opinion, is we have no more foundation. We anything goes, whatever makes you happy. There's no love of life. There's no respect for life. So what do we expect these kids to be doing?
Well, see, first of all, it's the children, and really it's the millennial kids that's like this or whatever. I mean, I know back in when I was in school, 75, 88, 85, we didn't have no problems with that. We had problems with guns, but that was right when it first started. You had your situations here or there, but it was like more or less the person was targeted or whatever like that. But the thing of it is with this is that the mass shootings, and this all goes back to what President Trump said. It goes back to about the mental welfare of some of these people. You know, a lot, I know at least 20, maybe 15, 20 years ago, the governor of Maryland, Governor Glenn Denny, what he did was he closed up pretty much all of the mental institutions in Maryland. And, you know, you got all these crazy people running around out here. And it's like, okay. But I still am trying to figure out, and I caution everyone. I said this today on my live feed that no one be rushed to judgment. Let these parents and these families mourn, bury their children, try to get over it a little bit. Wait until about 3, 4, maybe a month and a half from now, or maybe into next month, you're gonna find a lot of truth about a lot of things. Because you know when this first starts, everyone is in bunker mode. I don't want to get sued. I don't want to say the wrong thing and get sued. So everyone is going to be playing point the finger game. But we all know with things like this, or even Las Vegas, Sandy Hook, everything, we find out the truth in the end. And as I always say, and I always tell people, be cautional, but caution yourself about making assessments. See, the media wants to take and wants to, they want to answer. We live in a society where everyone wants an answer right now.
Right.
The answer is not going to come out right now. Not the true answer to all of this. It's going to come out month, maybe 2 months from now. It's going to come out. And the thing of it is, it starts with it's obvious this young man had a lot of mental problems. And it was picked up on, and nobody said nothing about it. The FBI didn't do anything about this because they're too busy chasing Joe, Anna, Dorita, Erica. They're too busy chasing Tammy. They're too busy chasing conservatives who love their country, who do the right thing, because our political beliefs are a little bit different than the liberal FBI or whatever. So they're too busy chasing us to go after the terrorists and to go after the people that's mentally ill that's been told what's going on. That's what the issue is here.
Well, you know, they are. They're so busy. But, see, I think they're so busy chasing around Trump ghosts. I think they're so busy trying to make, you know, something stick there that they're not paying attention to the rest of this. And again, you and I both feel the same way, I'm sure. This is not an indictment on the rank and file of the FBI or anybody else along those lines. This comes from above. These guys above are the ones that are dictating what gets out there, what gets investigated, how much resources is sent on, you know, certain situations or what have you. And I love these, you know, I'm sure you have something to say about this. I love Chelsea Handler laying the blame at the feet of President Trump and all the other, you know, Republicans. It's like, wait a minute. Last I checked, the first 2 years that Obama was in office, he had total control, just like the Republicans do now. Matter of fact, he had more control. He could get more done than the Republicans can get done right now. So it's quite irritating to hear this bullpucky stuff that you're getting from the Chelsea Handlers of. Why do we even listen to her anyhow? I don't get it. She's an entertainer,
right?
I mean,
right, exactly. I don't even waste my breath with trying to. I was reading the text. I don't even talk, even acknowledge certain people because it's a waste of breath. It's a waste of breath because the thing of it is that these people don't have a clue. They are really the ones that's the snowflakes. Hollywood has made this the way it is also. They've made it the way it is. Sex, money, power. That's all that people watch now. And pretty much, I if it's not TV land or if it's not nothing of that, I'm not watching it. I don't feel like sitting up watching how to deceive your wife, how to deceive your husband, how to deceive your children, you know, this or that. I don't want to watch that. That is, that I was telling someone else this. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. When people have an idle mind and they just sitting around and they're so used to this dumb stuff, and you know, you listen to a lot of the children, God bless them, you have to kind of like just be in awe of how these kids are. I think a lot of them, it hasn't sunk in about what happened, and they, you know, they're in the moment, but it hasn't really hit them yet. That's when these parents and these counselors are going to really have to be by their side, because it hasn't hit them yet. Wait until the funerals,
you know,
and after the funerals.
So, I mean, everyone's going to get mad at me for wanting to be violent, but I did want to be violent with some of the reporters, right? They got these little,
exactly.
They got these little kids, and they're there, and the kids have been through a lot. You know, yeah, I saw my friend killed, and yeah, and they're right. Asking appropriate questions. These kids are bawling, and I'm thinking, do you understand what you're doing to this child? Seriously, we know what went down. We know what they feel like. We know what they saw. Stop digging it in their faces.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah. And you know, they're living for the moment because you got 100 million people probably watching you. But, you know, I listened to Shepard Smith today, who was just in total crocodile tears, and he was just, I mean, he was livid. He was livid and upset, and, you know, he asked this question that we've all been asking. I heard Sean Hannity asked it last night, and I also asked myself the question. In a country where we're the richest and prosperous country in the world, and we can take and put space-based nuclear strike systems up into space, which has been there since 79 or 80. It's not like don't nobody know. But the thing of it is, if you can do all of that and you can eavesdrop on me from 2 miles or 300 miles away, why we can't stop this? And one big reason we need to stop, you know, I heard somebody saying, well, we don't want our schools to look like jails or whatever. Hey, look, we live in a free society. People that live in a free society, especially if they're criminals, they know how to work around and
that's right.
Do whatever they want to do. So
yep.
My thing with this, when you live in a free society, you might have to change the way that we're doing things.
Well, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, you've got an announcement to make. And I'm sure it's not that you're pregnant, so you ought to be ready to go. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Corey Duncan is still be with us. I guarantee it on the other side of the break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Yes. No, there's no time warp. We're just in an alternate universe. That's what we need to find. We need to find a song about an alternate universe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to say hello to a new station in Fall River, Massachusetts. I grew up in Massachusetts. I am, and listen, just so for clarity, I am a real Bostonian, okay? You guys from Framingham or Marblehead, and you say you're from Boston, you're not from Boston, okay? Let's just get that clear. Yes, it's one of those little minor irritant things of those of us who actually grew up in Boston. I'm a block and a half from the Old North Church. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring him in because he is another patriot. Seriously, you know, and I can't even imagine spending a day with him because he's got so much energy. Corey Duncan joins us, my teed off Texas black conservative man that I will finally get that right one of these eons. Hey, thanks for being with me, Corey.
Always a pleasure to appear. And God bless the Yankees, 27 World
Championship. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't hear you. The connection's breaking up really bad. And I'm sure.
Okay.
Listen, I am not a sports freak, and I'll tell you why. I grew up with the Boston Patriots who were so bad they threw them out, and that's how they got the name the New England Patriots, right? They were shoved to the middle of the state. And then the Red Sox, here we go, I'm going to lose a lot of listeners now, right? The Red Sox were so bad they couldn't win if the other team didn't show up, right? That's how bad they were at one time. So, you know, now my brother thinks that he's in a dynasty city because of the Red Sox. And, you know, you got the Celtics, you got the Red Sox, you got the Patriots. Oh, my God. It's disgusting is what it is. Anyway. All right.
It is. We're just fresh, can't it?
So, you and I, this ought to be good. We'll have to do some live shots from CPAC because this ought to be a trip, I'm sure. And you've got an announcement, though. You've got something coming up that you would like to talk about.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you. It'd be a pleasure to meet you next week at CPAC at the Gaylord. Yes, oh my goodness, the Gaylord Resorts Hotel in Oxon Hill, Maryland. If you can get to CPAC, get there. If you can't, then we'll have live broadcasts. I know me and Anna Mager and a couple other people.
All right, so here's the deal. If you show up at CPAC.
My first announcement is...
Shut up for a minute. I'm talking here. If you show up at CPAC, I'm going to shut your mic off. If you show up at CPAC, right, with me and Corey, and you say you heard us talking here, I will give you a free book, okay, signed or not signed, whatever you want, free book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Okay, go ahead, Corey. Tell him what you want to tell him.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it because I'm not giving nobody anything. You already know that. So I'll give you a handshake. But on a serious note, I know I told everyone a couple weeks ago that I had been approached by four prominent people in conservatives in Baltimore City, and I had to give them the bad news that I won't be making that run for mayor. I got a couple other things that's going on right now. First of all, I want to say on a serious note, and our family is my son Tristan and Chandler are on their way next year to play basketball at the U down in Miami, and they feel already connected to what happened in Miami. So with further ado, what I would say is this. Our family will be on our way to Miami this weekend. I myself am going to present the school with a check for $5,000 from our family and from me. I'm going to write the check myself and give it to them because my thing of it is that these families are getting ready to go through a real, it's horrific burying a child. And that is our gift from us, our family today is, we're going to give it to the high school, and they can just make up a trust fund, whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter, but my sons are going to give it to them because they already feel connected to the community in Miami. They're going to be going to college down there, and they feel connected. And, you know, that's why I say, you have to feel for these families. And, you know, it's not even about the gun control. It's about that. Also, I have another announcement to make. This summer, and I hope you can be a part of it, you and Tammy and everyone else that's in the chat room. I want to talk about my planned grassroots conservative association group retreat and workshop for young voters this summer. I want to get everyone together. I want to try to get you there to speak and speak to a lot of these young men and young women that only have heard one side of the voting process. And one side of the, they only heard about being liberal and Democratic, and that the Republicans are this and that. This is what we need to start at. We need to start with these young people, 18 through 25. And, you know, if you get these workshops, I'm going to have a couple of traveling ones where I take and travel to your city or travel to someone else's city or whatever, because that's what we need to start at. And we need to start letting them know that there's two sides to every story. And it's a way, you know, it's always, you know, they've only been taught about Black history. They know that I've been taught about, you know, the price people have paid for freedom or even to be patriotic about this country. And that's because Barack Obama was so un-American about everything and pretty much was a race baiter to begin with. And that's why we are right here where we are now. But we have people like Joe Messina, Anna Mega, Doretha Ross, Erica Reynolds, Andrea Kay. We have so many people, Dave Goss. We have so many people that's behind President Trump. And President Trump is doing a hell of a job right now. And what he is, he's making good on pretty much right now, and running about 50 or 60% of all of his presidential, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, promises. Yeah.
His promises.
Campaign promises.
So my thing for this, we have to stay behind him, and we have to stay behind all of us conservative speakers and podcasters and broadcasters. Because guess what? We're nothing without you. We're nothing. I'm nothing without Joe. Joe's nothing without me. I mean, people, we all have to stand together because that's how we gonna turn this around. And one thing we need to get is people to start running for office, because I heard a Democrat say the other night on Fox or I forgot which network it was. He said they load the ticket with Democrats.
Yep.
And you guys only have three to six people, and they got 25 people running on a ballot. I'm like, I mean, are you serious? So we need to change how we're doing things. And that's why I say starting at the grassroots is the answer. So there's my
great. Yeah, I can't wait. You know, and I scream at people all the time about the local stuff. All politics starts local. All politics starts with you guys figuring out what you need to do locally, how you fill those seats. And don't send someone who tells you the conservative Republican, do not send them to the state or to the federal government when they haven't done what they said they were going to do locally, because they ain't going to do it at the state level, and they sure as heck aren't going to do it at the federal level when they're nowhere near you. Hey, by the way, I sent you, you talked about Black History Month. So the other night we were talking about this kind of stuff, and somebody had written something in and said, you know, stop trying to be the white savior. Just because you say nice things about Black folks doesn't mean that you aren't racist. I'm going, wow. So nothing that we say, nothing we can do, even if we mean it from the heart, I'm not allowed to be a white savior. So I can't say anything nice about Black people anymore. I'm sorry. Just can't do it.
Well, guess what? My thing is, whether you're Black, white, green, or orange, if you're speaking the truth, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
I agree. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's why they get mad at me. I get hate mail from the Black folks. Anna Mega gets hate mail from the Latinos or South or people that come up from Mexico or South America. You know, I get hate mail. They try to hack out feeds and everything like this. But guess what? As long as we breathing, we're going to continue, as well as you also, Joe, and any other podcaster or Black conservative broadcaster or conservative broadcaster will continue to fight, because that's what we need. And we need people to stop with their nose up in the air and understand this is a movement and it's a war.
Yep.
And guess what? The war is on, and we're going to continue.
And it sure as heck ain't going to stop anytime soon, because people aren't going to let it, you know? They're going to be on this, and they're going to be on this, and they're going to be on people like you and I. And, you know, Facebook has come out and talked about openly talked about how it's, you know, fighting conservatives, if you would. So it is not going to stop anytime soon. And, you know, tell people, first of all, where do they find you, right? I know you have a Facebook page. When can they listen to you and that kind of thing?
Well, right now, I host a show, Straight Talk, with the Mad Black Conservative, Corey Duncan. It will be on Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, for 2 hours, from 2 to 4. I'll have Anna Mega, Doretha Ross, some other people. And most of the time during the week is Straight Talk, 4 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, right. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do it. But also you can reach me, Corey Black Conservative Duncan, on Facebook, Corey Press Duncan, on Twitter. Thanks for having me, Joe.
You're eating up my time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a special surprise for you coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk from a psychological standpoint what happened in the shooting yesterday. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.